Welcome to Heroism and Humanity, stories that illuminate the boundless potential and power of the human spirit.
My name is Martin Bauman. I'm a reporter and podcaster in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I write for The Coast, where I cover everything from arts to the environment to housing. And these days, I'm also the author of the book, Hell of a Ride, Chasing Home and Survival on a Bicycle Voyage Across Canada. It's out through Pottersfield Press. You can find it online or in bookstores across the country. 8 years ago, I took off on a bicycle from Vancouver headed for St. John's, Newfoundland. I was living in Waterloo, Ontario then. I grew up there, and I'd packed my bike into a box. I'd stowed all the belongings I thought I'd need for 3 months and hopped on a plane to the West Coast. At the time, I was raising funds for community mental health services, and I was trying to encourage people, men especially, to talk about their mental health. It was something I'd struggled with. Low self-esteem, body issues, not wanting to look at myself in the mirror. And I'd seen other men in my life struggle with their own things, things they felt like they couldn't share. 7,000 kilometers was the plan, 84 days from June to late August. And it was a ride that changed my life for many reasons, which I guess is what prompts a person to write a book. But I'm going to share the story of one day because it's a day I'll never forget. It was June 21st, 2016, the longest day of the year, and I found myself smack in the middle of a prairie storm. You know, I was on this ride, and if I'm honest, I was caught up in my own hype a little bit. You know, this story that you tell yourself when you're young and you're trying to prove yourself to the world, and I thought it would mean something for me to do this ride by myself, unsupported. It was a terrible idea. The thing about a prairie storm, and especially when you're on a bicycle in a prairie storm, you are the tallest thing around. There are no trees. There's no apartment towers. There's hardly even power lines. And so there I was, Nowheresville, Saskatchewan, and the winds are blowing and the rain is pounding. And these booms of thunder sound like gunshots across the sky. You know, more than anything in that moment, more than wanting the winds to stop or the rain to cooperate or to find some miraculous bit of shelter, I just wanted someone else to be there with me, someone who knew what I was going through. You know, we are so important to each other, and I think it's easy to lose sight of that. Susan Pinker calls it the village effect, this universal hunger to connect and belong. You know, and I think whether it's the weekend coffee catch-ups with friends, the neighbors you help shovel out of a snowstorm, whatever that looks like, we need each other as humans to survive. And the research tells us this too. Studies show the more connected we are, the better we're able to overcome whatever challenges life throws at us, as it always does. The irony of the lesson for me came as I was trying to get people to talk about difficult challenges in their lives, and I wasn't ready to accept any help of my own. You know, I think in our world today, we herald these stories of the so-called self-made individual, the narrative that Jeff Bezos started out by himself in a garage selling books online, or Sidney Crosby taking slap shots against the basement washing machine, or Kanye West locking himself in a room making 5 beats a day, whatever that is. And of course, there's a lot to be said for individual effort and grit and ingenuity. But I think a lot of that myth is bullshit. We're not fully formed alone. We wouldn't make it past birth without the help of others. And I think that's as true of when you're 30 years old as when you're 30 days old. You know, it does take a village to reach your potential. And I think if you can recognize that, that's a strength, not a weakness. You know, when I left to cycle alone across Canada, I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. I packed the tent. I thought I'd live this monastic 3 months of extreme self-reliance. I'd ask no one for directions. I'd fix all my own bike problems and come out of that a better version of myself or something, which is kind of hilarious to think about because what a boring adventure that would have been. You know, growth comes from other people. It comes from conversation. It comes from being vulnerable. And it definitely also comes from learning to ask for help and to accept it when it's offered. I met a guy about a week into the ride. I was packing up my bike at a Safeway in Vernon, BC. I'd just gotten a bunch of groceries, and I was stuffing these bananas and pepperettes and granola bars into my panniers that were already spilling over with clothes and bike gear and all the rest. And so he saw me struggling in the parking lot, and he came over and introduced himself. His name was Dave, and he asked what I was up to, so I told him. It was the middle of the morning, and he asked if I needed anywhere to stay that night. A nice offer, a bit unconventional, but at this point, I was not beyond crashing on a stranger's couch, but I was leaving town, so I told him thanks, but no thanks. And then he asked me, well, do you have anywhere to stay in the next town? You know, I wanted to get to Sycamuse. I was going to get caught in another rainstorm, but I had no connections there. And he asked if he could get my number and my email, said he'd try finding me somewhere to stay. I didn't think much of it until a couple hours later, back on the bike, I checked my phone and saw about 3 unread texts and a missed call. Turns out he called ahead to I don't know how many hotels and told them my story until he convinced one to put me up for the night. And I'm calling him back and basically stuttering over my thanks. I have no idea what to say. Nobody's done anything like that for me before. And Dave says to me, you know what? How about I keep doing this? Anytime you don't have a place to stay, drop me a line and I'll see if I can work something out for you. And he did. In 3 months, he found more than a dozen places for me to stay. Sometimes that was a hotel, sometimes a village deputy mayor with a camper van in the backyard. One time he convinced the town council to let me sleep in the curling rink lobby, but it was these gestures of kindness that made such a difference for me, because where I was in my life at the time, I needed that help. You know, one of the common traits of trauma survivors or people wrestling with mental health challenges, or even just if you've been handed something that feels like it's an impossible challenge in life. You know, too many times we try to go it alone when going it alone is the opposite of what we need. It's been 8 years. I still think about that prairie storm, and I still think about Dave, who, by the way, found me a hotel that night in Saskatchewan too. But the lesson that stuck with me, it's okay to ask for help, and you don't have to go it alone in life. We need each other, and we're never as alone as we may think.